श्रीराधा मदाव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा मदाव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बन छारी जमुना तीरा बन छारी जैया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जैया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्य माधे सेवाइंग वैसैसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्य माधे सेवाइंग वैस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कोन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ राशिमं भागवतं की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरीस टू शिशु गुरु वंशि गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नो ग्लासेस थैंक यू वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, entitled the Summon Bonum, Chapter 10, entitled The Deliverance of the Two Jamuna, Arjuna. Now I can use it like far. Yamala Arjuna 3, I have to get accustomed to the four eyes. Cuatro pepas. So, text 30 to 32. So, 30 to 31, I read myself, and then translation, and then we read together 32. Tvam ekam sarva bhutanam deha. What? The first one says in Nepali. Okay, so we read the first one together. Tvam eka sarva bhutanam deha swatmendriya swara swara tvam eka kalo bhagavam Vishnur avyaja ishwaraha Tvam ekha sarva bhutanam Deha swatmendriya swara Tvam ekha kalo bhagavam Vishnur avyaja ishwaraha Tvam eka sarva bhutanam Deha swatmendriya swaraha Tvam ek tvam eva kalo bhagavam Vishnur avyaja ishwaraha Tvanmaham prakriti shukshma Rajya shatva tamo maji Tvan evan purusho dyaksha Sarva shetra vikaravit Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Well, we'll read, actually, let me read the word synonyms. Ishwaraha. Tvam, your lordships, ekaha, one, sarvabhutanam, of all living entities, deha, of the body, ashu, of the life force, atma, of the soul, Indriya, of the senses, Ishwaraha, the super soul, the controller. Tvam, your lordship, Eva, indeed, kalaha, the time factor, bhagavam, the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnuhu, all-pervading, avyayaha, imperishable, Ishwaraha, controller. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything. The body, life, ego, and senses of every living entity are your own self. You are the Supreme Person, Vishnu, the imperishable controller. You are the time factor, the immediate cause, and you are material nature, consisting of the three modes of passion, goodness, and ignorance. You are the original cause of this material manifestation. You are the super soul, and therefore you know everything within the core of the heart of every living entity. Purport. Sri Padmadevacharya has quoted from the Vamana Purana as follows. Rupya tvatthu jagat rupam Vishnu shaksha sukatmakam nityapurnan samudistam swarupan paramatmanaha. Some things seems to be that there's no translation, but rupya tvat tu jagat rupan, I'm not, you know, by far understand properly Sanskrit, but we can see some things. Jagat rupan means jagat means universe, and rupan means form, so like the form of the universe, of the universal form, something like that. Vishnu shaksha sukatmakam, don't know. Nitya purnam samudistam. Nitya means eternal, and purnam means complete, no? And swarupan paramatmanaha. Your swarupa means your own form. Swarupan paramatmanaha, the paramatma. So similar to the prayers that Nala Kubera and Managriva are given. Text number 32. Grihyamanai stvana grahyo vikarai prakritai gunai konoi harhati bich vigyantum prakshidanguna sambritaha. Translation. O Lord, you exist before the creation, therefore, who, trapped by a body of material qualities in this material world, can understand you? Purport. As it is said, Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevam Mukkehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuradhyada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 234. Krishna's names, attributes, and form are absolute truth, existing before the creation. Therefore, how can those who are created, that is, those entrapped in bodies created of material elements, understand Krishna perfectly? This is not possible, but sevan mukkehi jivado swayam eva spuradhyada. Krishna revealed himself to those engaged in devotional service. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:55 by the Lord himself. Bhaktyaman abhijanati. Even the descriptions of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam are sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent men with poor fund of knowledge. Therefore, the best course by which to know him is to engage oneself in pure devotional activities. The more one advances in devotional activities, the more one can understand him as he is. If, from the material platform one can understand Krishna, then, since Krishna is everything, sarvam kalvo idam brahma, one can understand Krishna by seeing anything with this within this material world, but that is not possible. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagan avyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nachahanteshvabhastitaha. Everything is resting on Krishna and everything is Krishna, but this is not to be realized by person on the material platform. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yanam Yana Shalakaja Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Ramapada Swami Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Shatarine Vancha kalpa taruvyasha kripa sinduvya evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So the prayers of Nalakuvara and Manigriva to Lord Krishna, and this is after they have been standing as these Yamala Arjuna trees for 1,000 celestial years, right? That's the description. 100 celestial years. 100 celestial years. Now, 100 celestial years in our account, so one day is 6 months. One celestial day is 6 earthy months. So you multiply 6 months by 360 days, that will be 1 year, right? So it will be like 1,000 and something months. And you multiply that by 100, then it will be like 100 something thousand years, right? So, 100,000 something months, which translates to whatever amount of years. So, you know, a huge amount of time. So, within that time that they're standing at trees, they are remembering and understanding how they got to be in that position. They have full consciousness. Full consciousness of the mistake that they have committed, and full consciousness of the hellish condition that they have to be situated because of that mistake, the offense that they committed to Narada Muni, and a lot of time to process. You know, to process that whole situation. A lot of time to internalize. So in general, when we process, we go to different stages in the process to understand how we got to a certain position. The first part is just confusion, bewilderment. You know, perplexity. And then you start to settle. And once you start to internalize and look for reasons, you start to, especially when you're properly guided or you are under the shelter or you have the connection with a devotee of the Lord, then you start to understand, go back to those instructions. Srila Narada Muni, as he was coursing them, he was instructing them. And he was actually giving them this great blessing that they will become liberated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, face to face. So obviously, they went through a process of understanding the great blessings that was given to them. I mean, you can actually, it's implicit. It's not necessarily the description of how they process the whole situation. But by the prayers that they're offering, they were ready and prepared to see the personality of Godhead face to face. Meaning that they actually elevated their position to that moment. The moment that when Krishna actually freed them and they were face to face with him, they were ready. And that comes from the mercy of Srila Narada Muni. And we see that as they offer prayers, at one point Nalakubra and Manigriva are going to recognize, they're going to express their gratitude to Srila Narada Muni, their spiritual master. So they were the beneficiaries of the mercy of Narada Muni, and they were instructed. And by being in that position, they were able to prepare themselves for the moment that they will see the personality of God face to face. And they reached that position. So this is Krishna's mercy, and devotees recognize that, you know, when we pray during the Damodarastaka, we bring that point that that Krishna has given these two brothers who were cursed to stand as trees, you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Tvaya mochitao bhakti bhajao kritao cha. You gave them the chance to become your devotees. And we pray that you give us the same chance. Tata pema bhaktin swakam me prajacha. I don't want any other type of liberation. I just want that same benediction that was given to these two brothers to become your unalloyed devotees. So when they were face to face with Krishna, they naturally, then everything that was connecting into this material world became fully illuminated, and they were able to offer these standard prayers. Actually, you know, these are a standard recognitions that all great personalities who achieve liberation, they usually express. Very standard. So they say, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything. The body, life, ego, and senses of every living entity are your own self. Such a distracting energy, no? This lady. The imperishable controller. So, we hear in the introduction of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was Vyasadev prayer. So he introduces the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna. And the first thing, now Srila Vyasadev is the compiler of the Vedas, and Srila Vyasadeva also not only divided the Vedas into four and all the supplementary literatures, all the supplementary bodies of knowledge that goes with the Vedas, which are the Upanishads. But he also compiled the Vedanta Sutra, which is, you know, the codes. It's the one book that contains all these codes that explains the whole body of the Vedas. And then by the instructions of Narada Muni, then he basically gave his own commentary on the Vedanta Sutras in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was exclusively focused on the highest knowledge. In other words, it is described that when Vyasadeva reached the maturity of his realization, then the Srimad Bhagavatam was exposed. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, which is explained that after meditating, he was able to see again Krishna face to face. And then he saw, the description is there, that he saw Krishna face to face, and behind Krishna, there was his energies, right? We will remember that. And so now he's able to describe his experience of the personality of Godhead face to face. Similar way of expressing that both the two brothers, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, are expressing. Yes, I don't know what to do. Then, same type of expressions, someone like Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw face to face, same type of expressions when Narada Muni saw face to face, same type of expression when Gajendra saw face to face, same type of expressions, you know, when Prahlad Maharaj gave. So in general, one recognizes the position of the personality of Godhead. First, that there is a person. And the expression is, you are the Supreme Person. You are the Supreme Person. So in the introduction of the Bhagavatam, the first phrase that comes out of Srila Vyasadeva is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In general, the Omkara is taken by the Mayavadi philosophers as the representation of the Brahman effulgence, like that. But in this case, you know, the proper understanding is that the Omkara is a representation of the personality of God, and therefore is Om Namo Bhagavate. Bhagavate refers to Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, that who possesses all the opulences. She in protest? That who possesses all the opulences. So this is a quality of a person. And not only that, but then Srila Vyasadeva specifically refers to Lord Krishna. And that's the entrance of the Bhagavatam. There's no going around or confusing, you know, statements. You know, just God and then it could be some, no, but it specifically goes to Krishna. Vasudevaya. And the name of Krishna as Vasudevaya, Vasudeva means, it refers to the all-pervading quality of the personality of God, of Krishna. So is the source of all existence. The quality of the personality of Godhead Krishna in his aspect of being the supreme controller, the source of everything. So in general, these expressions of these great personalities who achieve the maturity of their understanding of the absolute truth is in awe and reverence. It's having the capacity to understand the greatness, the supremacy of the personality of God. So therefore, immediately, jamadyashe yatom bhaja, that he worships Krishna, he offers his obeisances, he meditates upon Krishna because he is the absolute truth, satyam param dimahi. And this dimahi is one of the roots of the Gayatri mantra. So this is the meditation of Lord Brahma, of Vyasadev. Vyasadev meditates upon Krishna because he is the absolute truth, satyam param, the supreme truth. And he offers his obeisances and meditating upon Krishna because he is the origin, he is the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of all the cosmic, the material manifestation, the universes. Similarly, of Lord Brahma, who is mentioned also in this introduction verse, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavade, the original living entity, the first living entity, Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, in the maturity also of his realization, he similarly expressed the position of Krishna as the supreme controller and the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. Anadir Adhir. So Anadir means that there is no cause, there is no origin for him, but he is the original. So, and Sarvakarana Karanam. So he is the cause of all causes. And Vyasadev, Jammadyasya Yatombaja, Itaratas Chatersu Abhigyashwarat. So this Prabhupada breaks down this as he is indirectly and directly conscious of everything. And he is fully cognizant. So this is his feature as the all-pervading. His Vasudev's feature is that he enters into every atom and into the heart of every living entity. So he's indirectly or indirectly fully cognizant of everything. The brothers, they express that same thing, that you are the super soul, and therefore you know everything within the core of the heart of every living entity. So they recognize that quality. Lord Brahma also in the Brahma Samhita, he recognized that too. He says that, you know, Krishna is the super soul. What is it? Any scholars of the our scholars of the Bhagavatam there, Mukunda Raghunath, the part of the Brahma Samhita that says he's a super soul, param, he's situated in no, Ganesh, no, I can't remember. No. Anyway, in the Brahma Samhita also expressed, there's one verse that says about he's situated as a Paramatma, as a super soul. And he's Antarantam. What is it, Antarantam? Huh? Yes, that one. And that... Yes. That verse, which is that he actually is situated inside, antaram, into the heart of all living entities, as a Paramatma. And so, fully cognizant. So all these things that recognize standard prayers of Krishna's position. And Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, that, you know, he is sarvasya shaham hridi sannivisto, that he's situated in the heart of every living entity, and he's the one who gives remembrance and forgiveness. Matasmiti jnanam apohanam cha. And they also recognize that Krishna is imperishable controller. Lord Brahma also prays that. What is it? Advaita nachuta nanadi nananta rupan adyam purana purushanna vajovanancha vedesa durlava adurlava atma bhakto govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami. That Advaitan, he is the one without a second. Advaitan, achutan, infallible. Ananta Rupan, unlimited forms, unlimited manifestations. Adyam, he is the original, the first. Adyam Purana Purusham, but he is the most, he is the oldest, the oldest of all. But he's also Navajovanancha, always juiced and fresh. And similarly, that verse 32, Vedesa Durlava Adurlava Atma Bhakta. We cannot know him by studying the Vedas. We cannot get to know him. And the two brothers recognize that in verse 32, and that's what Prabhupada explains, that we can come to recognize Krishna on the strength of our capacity within this body, not by our blunt senses. We We cannot understand Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's activities with our material senses, from any type of material consciousness. It's not possible. So that's why you have to receive the mercy of Krishna and a devotee of Krishna. And then when they plant that seed of bhakti, then you start to have entrance into understanding. And it's quite something, because that's something that we all experience. Coming to Krishna consciousness is, there is no question of understanding the holy name, the deities, the process in general of bhakti. So only through devotional service one can come to have the opportunity to understand Krishna as he is. And Sevam Mukhe Hijivado, starve with the tongue, we hear that. So chanting and taking prasadam, that's the very beginning. And then throughout you go deeper and deeper into the understanding that we have to engage ourselves in pure devotional service, refine more and more our practices of devotional service, purify the motivations that are there. We have to refine more and more and more and more the motivations that we have. In the beginning, there is mixed motivations. Artha jigyasa arthaarthi. So there is some type of motivation that the devotee has. But as we purify ourselves with the process, then the things start to dissipate. To the point like Dhruva Maharaj, when he was able to come to the maturity of his realization, all those mixed motivations, they vanish. To the point that he considered them as valuable as broken pieces of glasses in comparison to a great diamond. So so this is prayers of great awe and reverence and recognition of Krishna's position. Something else that they also mention. Yeah, time factor, the cause of material nature. You are material nature. Krishna says that material nature is his energy. It belongs to him. Maya dyakshena prakriti sujate sacharacharam. So similarly, when Vyasadev saw Krishna face to face, he saw material energy in full control, fully under his control, his energy, all his different energies he was able to see. So he offered these prayers. Any comments or questions? No, you have, is it turning on? Oh. There's a really those red buttons that are there. You see them? The one on number two. Yeah. Bring it down a little bit, it's a little loud. The fader on number two. Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna Subhal Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I kind of want to relate this to kind of your story a little bit, because this verse is talking about many prayers, and you were mentioning some of the prayers in the scriptures, and we usually sing these prayers. And one thing that came to mind, a point I was meditating recently, I guess I related to your story, and something I appreciate about His Holiness Ramapada Maharaj, in regards to your situation, is that you've told us many times that when you first came to Christian consciousness, you essentially told Ramapada Maharaj, I'm trying to make it as a musician, so I need to tune my instruments. And Ramapada Maharaj essentially told you, better to tune your character. And we see that everyone was like the great artists, like what's his name, Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. There were so many people around them that told them to tune your voice, tune your instruments. But nobody was, no guru, no sadhu was around them to say tune your character, because we see the result of not tuning their character. They died over a drug overdose. And we see that when our instruments aren't in tune, it doesn't sound good. And so we see from this, these so many pastimes, when our character is not in tune, we don't sound good. And Narada Muni didn't sound good. He at first offered prayers to seduce women, and so did Nalakubana Mani Griever. There's one show I used to watch called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and there's one line I'm thinking of. He says, he was trying to, get a girlfriend. He says something to the extent that, hey girl, your feet must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day. and we see that Krishna says, when our character's in tune, then Krishna's running through our mind all day. Yogi na mapi sarvesham magatan arnta atmanam shradavam bachate yomam sabme yutatamo mataha. And I kind of want to connect this to point, that one point I really appreciated about Bhaktisiddhanta, maybe you could expand on some of these points. There's a section in a Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav called Chanting the Holy Name in the first volume. And in that section, Bhaktisiddhanta essentially says the same thing. We know he makes a distinction between the Murdanga and the Briha Murdanga, or book distribution of Christian consciousness. But in this section of the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, he says there's a distinction between Hari Kirtan, or tuning, or singing good tunes, and Hari Katha, tuning one's bad character. He says that just as a bitter pill is sugar-coated, so sometimes we have to sugar-coat Hari Katha with melodious songs just so people somehow or other take the message at all. And of course you know this, but in case other people don't know, in order to tune the Murdanga, we put water in the winter time. In order to tune the Murdanga, we put water on the big side. In the summer, we put fire over it a little bit. And also we play beautiful melodies on a harmonium. But the reason I appreciate this pastime, Bhaktisiddhanta, he was, in other words, paraphrasing, essentially saying that although it may be easy to tune a Murdanga or play beautiful melodies on a harmonium, it's not so easy to stay in tune to Christian consciousness or remain in harmony with the higher spiritual nature. And for that, we need to develop a taste for Hari Katha. And in this verse, Prabhupada mentions how we tune our character, Atashi, Krishna, Namadi, etc. So my question is some of a question that was spoken by King Puduraba in a 11th canto. The chapter is called the Ila Gita, and he spoke a very common question that we all ask ourselves before, many times before. This is from verse 12. The chapter is the Ila Gita. I forgot what chapter, but the verse is verse 12. This is a 11th canto. So he says, Kim vidyaya kim tapasa kim tyagena shudenava kim vivetena maunena shribir yasa manohitram. He says, what is the use of knowledge, austerities, renunciation, living in solitude, or the practice of silence, if after all that, he says, he was attached to a society girl, Urvasi. He says, if after all that, I see a beautiful woman, my character still goes out of tune after doing all this many hours of austerities. And sometimes our character goes out of tune, not because of lust, but because of envy. Still, we don't like to hear the glories of others. We like to hear the glories of ourselves. So what is this a person to do? Because he says, I feel like I'm wasting my time. So sometimes we feel like when we do all these sadhana, I'm wasting my time and I go out in material war, my character is completely out of tune, then I leave Krishna consciousness. So what do you say to a person who's in that dilemma, which I think we've all been in that dilemma before, or are currently in that dilemma? So what did you say to somebody who's going through that situation?
Well, we have to refine our practices, which is a day-to-day thing, moment-to-moment. You know, we're in the process of purification, becoming better, so I think for us is becoming more and more aware of the commitment that we have to purify ourselves in embracing, or you know, in the beginning we just do it without thinking too much, and then we go like that, you know, just in one sense trying to at least I can say my own personal experience, you know, just introspecting a little bit on how my experience of life in Krishna consciousness has been, is that, you know, you try to find, replace the things that you were doing in the material world and the sources of pleasure, happiness, hope, relationships, all these things that we look in the material world, you replace them with, you know, our society, our practices of devotional service. So we're trying to enjoy, at least I can say, you know, trying to enjoy devotional service. So there's this enjoying mood that is there. And you find it that it was, see, there's same similar, but you know, it's a much refined, higher way of enjoyment. It's not combined with all the things that come attached to material enjoyment. So you know, when we do a party with devotees, it's very uplifting, you know, and the experience is very clean. It's an experience of happiness that is, you feel uplifted, purified. And when you were going to parties in material, you know, consciousness, you end, you know, feeling dirty and, you know, headache and, you know, stomach ache and, you know, you may do some things that are not nice, or they're not, you know, like that. So, but that enjoying mood becomes an obstacle, because that enjoying mood sort of doesn't allow one to actually go further into the actual beauty that is there in devotional service. And as we go through the process of devotional service, you get a sense of the desire to actually, because Krishna connects. He is still connecting and still giving the mercy. I mean, we're still becoming, you know, further and further purified. And as we become purified, the desire to go further into that connection that is so beautiful. When we have those moments of reciprocation, and we all have it, that's why we're still here. You know, that's what it's called, param drishya nivartante. When we have those moments that Krishna gives, Krishna makes it very clear, I'm here, and I'm receiving your service, I'm receiving and accepting your service and your devotion, and I'm appreciating it, and I'm reciprocating with you in this way. We all have that. We all experience those moments. That is, you know, is we then the desire to Similar with our spiritual master, with Srila Prabhupada. You know, we all experience the time that Srila Prabhupada speaks to us through his books and his instruction, his disciples. Through our spiritual master, we all experience that. So the moment of wanting to go further, to actually connect further with our spiritual master, with Krishna, to do service, to actually do something substantial, then we find that this enjoying mood becomes a big obstacle. Doesn't allow us to become fully empowered. Purity is a force for devotional service. So when we start to desire purity, that's when things start to tune in. That's when you're tuning an instrument, as you say, you know, there is this in-between things, you know, and sometimes it fluctuates, it goes a little flat or a little sharp, you know, so you're finding, boom, the right tune. That's when things go like, you know, perfectly tuned. So right now we're finding that tuning. But that tuning have to come from the desire to actually be in tune, you know. Sometimes, that's why sometimes when you sing and someone is going to play the harmonium behind you, they're trying to find the tune of your voice. But sometimes devotees don't find the tune, find something that is flat or sharp, that is a little close but not exactly, and it really disturbs the whole thing. You know, it's out of tune. So it becomes like an out of tune sound vibration that doesn't allow the whole beauty to manifest, you know. It's a disruption. So to be out of tune is a disruption, you know. And when you are in something that is a community or sangha, you know, of devotees, sankirtan, when you're in the process of sankirtan and you're out of tune, you cause a disturbance for you, and for the whole experience is disturbed. Only transcendental people are not disturbed, but you know, most people will become disturbed, you know. For me, because I was trained as a musician, I hear every single thing that is out of tune and out of rhythm. And then, you know, it's like I go like ping, you know, it's like. And then, so I get out of my meditation, I get out of the whole thing, and then that's all I hear, you know, the tune. And then, you know, I have to make this effort to go back to, you know, because, and it's very difficult. Like this lady, I'm trying to concentrate on doing something, I hear, brrr, brrr, you know, the vibration, just like I go like, oh, you know, so it does that for me. So when we come to the moment of I desire purity because I want to do service, I want to actually be able to become empowered to do something for my spiritual master and for Krishna. Because without purity, we won't have the potency. It will be very limited, the capacity that we have to affect. So we require purity. You know, we have it all. Krishna gave us all the things. He gave us devotional service. And Krishna is encouraging us by giving us the intelligence. And we have gifts that Krishna gave us. Like, say, for example, I just praising the gift that you have. You have this capacity to memorize things very, very nicely. You know, you quote verses like it's almost Mukunda Raghunath, you know, type of thing, you know. So you have this capacity, you have this gift. You have the gift to actually being able to chant, to learn the instruments nicely. So we all have this gift that Krishna, you know, have given us. And now imagine when we make our consciousness pure, what those gifts can achieve. You know, now those gifts are transformational, you know. They can affect people. They can reach people's heart and then touch them. And that's what we, that's the service that we have for our Guru Maharaj. We have to desire purity. And then when we desire purity, then, and we pray for purity and we strive for purity, then that's when, you know, things start. It's a much more focused type of moment in our purification. Of course, you know, we still have to do the labor of scrubbing the stuff out, you know, but we're not anymore in this status quo of being a devotee, enjoying being a devotee. But we are willing to pay the price, which is, you know, sometimes painful, of purifying ourselves. So, anything else?
Can I mention one last thing? I appreciate your point. Just a brief comment that came to mind. You were mentioning that when the lady was here, it was hard to stay in tune. And actually, one thing I kept in mind is that in any orchestra of so many musicians, it's everyone's responsibility to tune their own instrument. It's no one's responsibility to tune our instrument. And so we see that in the material world, we kind of rely on people to tune our character by agreeing with, honoring, and respecting us. But it's our responsibility to tune our own character by respecting, honoring, and forgiving others. So yeah, we're relying on our own qualities, our own good character, to tune our own character instead of somebody else. So that's right. One point we see the great saints. So.
Yeah, I will say. Yeah. All right, so we stop here. You have something, Krishnaji?
You know, the second verse is Managriva Nalakuvara. Looking at the fact that it's being in a body with material elements makes it extremely difficult to understand Lord Krishna in all the aspects that were described in the previous verse. So, and in the purport there's mentioned that the that kind of understanding comes through the performance of devotional service. So it's a very interesting thing, because the nature of their bodies as trees was that they were immobile. So the gift of remembrance means that the soul was very active, I suppose. That's where all these the service was being done that led to these realizations that they're expressing now, because they were immobilized just touching the dust of Vrindavan, and I guess the soul was very active in terms of they're wishing to serve Lord Krishna, because that's what you're putting an emphasis on, that it's that strong desire for purification that's bringing about change. Mm. So in their particular case, in that particular situation, was it that kind of strong desire, that impetus to be performing service to Lord Krishna, and the touching of the dust of Vrindavan that led to these incredible realizations on such a broad scale, even though they were entrapped in such a difficult body?
Yeah, that's why they in their prayers they bring that out, that, you know, for any living entity that is embodied, to understand Krishna is very difficult, but by the mercy of Narada Muni, they receive the capacity to understand. So by the blessings and the mercy of Narada Muni. So the instructions are there, and then when meditating the structures, you know, then by remembrances, devotional service, you don't even have to move. Remembrance, prayers, these are all items of devotional service, the nine items of devotional service, the nine forms of devotional service. So so they perfected themselves. They were ready. But in, and whatever is there, like say Dhruva Maharaj in 7 days, 6 months, sorry. Dhruva Maharaj, whatever was left there was, once they see Krishna, then is everything is perfectly, you know, finished. Every material trace, you know, but they were ready to see. They were ready to see. So, by the mercy of Narada Muni, so by the mercy of the devotee, we are capable of appreciating and performing devotional service. Otherwise, no question. So the devotees present have to be there. Guru Krishna Prasadapai Bhakti Latavich. And Bhakti Amana Vijanati, only through devotional. So only the devotee gives us that. That's okay? Garantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai. She's there again?
Someone press on buttons and then...